the rest of the story. Arizona rancher Jack Spiden summoned two of his best young cowboys, and he said, "Fellas, I want you to do something for me. I want you to build me a house." Well, these two cowboys, Johnny and Joe, sort of looked at each other, but, "Mr. Spiden, sir, you already have a ranch house," Joe exclaimed. Well, he did. But he said every good ranch needs a place to keep records and do paperwork and the like. And even though the J6 was still small and struggling, he'd sure enough need a separate office someday. So Johnny and Joe said they understood, and they started to work. And they would construct the one-room building the traditional territorial way. First, they'd dig a pit near the site and mix the adobe soil from the hole with water and straw. And then they'd barefoot stump the mixture to the right consistency. They'd slop the mud into wooden forms, put the forms out to bake in the blazing southwestern sun. It took 2 days for the adobe bricks to harden upright. And then Johnny and Joe laid them in walls, using fresh adobe mud as mortar. Once the walls were in place, the cowboys sloshed on linseed oil to darken and harden them further. And to make the roof, they gathered bear grass, dried it in sheaves. Jack Spiden instructed, "I want mesquite window frames and a curved fireplace in the corner." Well, Johnny and Joe quietly and competently did it all. And when the building was complete, they went back to fencing and herding and branding with the other J6 ranch hands. That was a summertime, 1936. Now on to 70 years ago, that sturdy little adobe building still stands. Oh, the bare grass roof weathered and withered and got replaced with shingles, but the rest of it's there. In fact, the fingerprints of those long-gone cowboys, the fingerprints are preserved on the fireplace walls where they patted down the damp adobe, and their initials are scrawled indelibly into the foundation. J6 is still there and well, nestled in the Whetstone Mountains high above Benson, where two tenderfoot boys, ages 18 and 20, came that April long ago. Two boys to grow into men. They were the cowboys who built Jack Spiden's house. They arrived pale and puny, but they left in September leather tough and tanned, as their daddy had planned. The old man had contacted Spiden through a mutual friend. The rancher, needing hands, agreed to take the boys on, so they lived, and they worked for the other cowboys. They took breakfast in the cook shack, and they took orders from the foreman. They rode, they wrangled, they doctored for screw worms, they stretched barbed wire, and eventually excelled in every way. Hard workers, alert, willing, that's how folks remembered them. You remember them another way. You always thought of them as rich young men breathing rare air. But one time in their young lives, life was real. For three doors down on Easy Street, you'll find an unexpected address, a house made of bear grass and brick, and a place where, if only for a summer, two soft Easterners found good, sweet, hard times. The elder Joe later died in the war. The younger lived to build a dream. But once upon a defining season, Cowboy Johnny, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, built something that you could see. Now you've seen it too. Now that you know the rest of the story.